Simon Pluska, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, thank you. Do you have any opinions on natural childbirth?
Well, I don't, but, you know, in my line of business, you know, language is very important. So hatchery, battery, all these sort of things, you know, that is important.
Exactly.
We need to get it right.
Are they not opposite ends of the scale? One's, you know, a hatchery and a battery. They're completely different, right?
I mean, I keep thinking of hens and chickens and, you know, organic eggs and stuff like that.
You see, all in the same ballpark. Simon.
I'm going to trump her on this one and step in. Because, Simon, I read your article on Honest Reporting and found it absolutely fascinating, the article that we're going to speak about today, this story of plagiarizing Mark Lamont's speech. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, give us a background because I haven't read that article yet.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, at last we actually get to talk about something from South Africa, from your neck of the woods. And someone forwarded this piece to me from the Daily Maverick. Now, I'm not overly familiar with the Daily Maverick, but people tell me it's quite an influential media outlet in South Africa.
It is.
Read by, you know. Okay, so in which that was why we thought it was important to do something about this. Now, there was an opinion piece by one Dr. Oscar Van Heerden, and he's a South African academic. And his piece was just unbelievable. I mean, it starts, and I'll just give you a brief outline. The Palestinians are being decimated. Bombs are being dropped on them. Rockets are deployed to kill them. And snipers are at the ready to finish the job where the other methods failed. It begs the question, what have these Arabs done to deserve such treatment? And what can be done to stop it? And so at this point, Oscar Van Heerden, in his infinite wisdom, goes off on a sort of semi-Marxist analysis relating to the ANC's different methods, the pillars of how they were going to bring the apartheid regime to an end.
Gosh.
And about it's not even worth getting into.
No, but can I just say that those would be reasonably good questions to ask, like what have the Arabs done to deserve this, if any of what he said was substantiated and if any of it was true?
Well, you're absolutely right, except for the fact, of course, everything in this particular piece that he's done is all about his opinion of Israel as an apartheid state.
And it's done
and as fact. He's calling for the annihilation of Israel, and he's supporting, you know, Iranian terror proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, in carrying out this mission. So it's clear where he's coming from, and it's really not a very pleasant place. But what followed, and just so that everyone's aware, High FM's very own Rolling Marks, along with some help from Dan Dyke and David Kaplan, did a fantastic follow-up response to this article in the Daily Maverick itself. And people should really go and read that, because it really saved me the trouble. But we mentioned plagiarizing before. Now, one of the definitions of plagiarizing that I've seen, and there's an entire website called plagiarism.org, which is devoted to explaining plagiarism. And one of the definitions is, I quote, copying so many words or ideas from a source that it makes up the majority of your work, whether you give credit or not. Now think about that, because about 1,000 words into Van Heerden's piece, and it's a 3,000 word essay, he says, let's refer to a recent speech delivered by Mark Lamont at the United Nations International Day of Solidarity with Palestine.
Wow.
Now, anyone who remembers this was Mark Lamont Hill. He
lost
was a CNN commentator, and he was fired after this speech because it was a really hateful rant, and he ended it with calling for a free Palestine from the river to the sea, which is basically a not very well coded call for the end of Israel. And that cost him his job. So, as I said, 1,000 words in, Van Heerden says, let's refer to this speech. And for almost the rest of his entire article, he actually copy-pasted the entire speech. And I counted the words. It added up to 68% of the entire article. His own article, 68% of it, was Mark Lamont Hill's. I think that's absolutely incredible.
Because, but you know what?
I just don't know any editors who would allow this to get past You know, when it's published, it's truly remarkable.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? Is that you think, well, somebody's an academic. You think that they are beyond this because the academics are the thinkers. They are the brains of society. They come out of universities, which are these institutions of greater thinking and higher learning. And if anything, this is testament to what universities have become and how academics are just They're besmirching the whole academic community.
It's funny, you and I are on the same page here because I went and Googled Mr. Van Heerden because this story is very close to home and I thought, let me understand who he is and what he is. He's difficult to consign to being an irrelevancy because this is a man who completed his PhD and master's studies at the University of Cambridge. This is not just anybody. So A, to have those opinions, B, to plagiarize, and C, my take out from this and what is so sad to me about this is I always thought the best defense against anti-Semitism was education, or against anti-Zionism was education, and clearly I'm just incredibly wrong.
So what has the Daily Maverick said about this? I mean, they published it. They published the garbage.
Well, yeah, they did. And we were tweeting them and people have written to them and we're waiting a response. I mean, I think given some credit because they did publish, Rowlene's and, her co-author's piece, which was a fantastic piece. As I said, people should go and read it.
But they hold responsibility.
They've not explained how Van Heerden's thing was published in the first place.
Gosh. All right. It's unbelievable. So let's see what happens. Will you let us know, Simon?
I will indeed.
I'm quite.
Yeah, one wonders if there's room for action to be taken on this side.
No, I wonder if we shouldn't get hold of Brooke Spector. I mean, he's the editor.
Oh, okay. Well, as I said, you're in South Africa, so any help that your listeners can give, writing to the Daily Maverick and asking this question will be really, really welcome.
Simon Pluska, you've been very busy. But thank you.
As usual.
As usual. Yes. You know, it's one of those things where I don't want to wish you success in your job.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Simon Pluska. He's editor-in-chief at Honest Reporting. You can go and check them out.